Hello, I'm Dora Martin from London, UK. Today I'd like to share with you a story about how we as adults, if we think that we haven't got any skills or capable of doing anything amazing, we can always look back, I'm sure, to our childhood and find at least one thing that we did that was just that. Truly amazing. I can recall as a teenager, maybe I was 13 or 14, I used to have garden fate in my bedroom. At the time, it was called the girl's bedroom because I shared it with two of my siblings. For those of you who don't know what garden fate is, I don't know what part of the world you may be listening, it's where you have an affair and where you would bring all kinds of old stuff for people to sell and for people to buy. They can be anything. And also you might have some food and some cakes. I can recall going to my local church, Garden Fete, which I used to love going to, buying old stuff and buying cakes and orange juice and stuff like that. So I held these garden fates in my bedroom, the girl's bedroom. What I would do is I would go around the house, picking up all kinds of items left lying around. Books, pen, pencil, toys, buttons. And some items were just totally irrelevant and just rubbish, really. But if you laid it out nicely on a table with a cloth, first and then, you know, lay out the items, display them nicely, they look quite nice and interesting. I would invite my brothers and sisters to buy these items. I will label them 1p, 2p, 3p, 4p. This was in the 1970s. And in that period, even 4p was a lot of money for a young child. And if you sold 20 items at 4p, you were really rich. Anyway, so, and I think around at that time I had five siblings who were old enough and had pocket money to buy my items or buy my wares. So they came into my room and they bought, those books, the buttons, the pen, the papers, all the rubbish that I had laid out. They bought them all. And I made lots of money. I'm not sure what period passed before I would have another garden fete. And I would go around the house as before, pick up all the stuff that was lying around because in those days that's what kids do. Maybe they do the same thing now. They have their items and their toys and everything laying all around the house. I would go around the house, pick up all the stuff, books and pens and buttons and papers and all kind of irrelevant items, lay them out on the table, twice them up from 1p to 4p and invite my siblings to come, and then they will come and buy all this stuff. Oh, this is good, this is good. They bought the stuff, they were excited and they bought everything and I made lots of money. A period passed again and I did the same thing again. And do you know what? They had no idea that they were buying the same items over and over again, that the items that they bought a while back were now on display at the same price or a higher price. Totally had no idea, and every time I made lots of money. I'm not sure how long this went on for, but maybe until everyone was old enough and to wise up that, you know. But, I mean, no one ever said anything to me. No one said, hey, you know, give us back our money. You're making a fool of us. It never happened, and I always made lots of money. Looking back now, that shows that I had some kind of entrepreneurial skill. I was good at marketing and presentation and influencing people. And moreover, influencing people to buy the same item that they bought only a few months ago, over and over again. And to show how brilliant I was, I have a book here which was given to me in 1971. And I'm looking at it now, and there are several prices on this book from 1p up to 4p. And this book is called Seven Roads to Happiness by Richard Hooke. This is my childhood book, and I don't know why I've always kept this book, and every now and then I look at it. And I recall, once I see the 4P in the corner, I recall the garden fate that I used to have. And it just so happened that I looked up on Amazon to see whether this book is still in circulation. And so enough, since 1971, this book is still in circulation and it's on Amazon and it's selling for the price of £45. I could not believe it. So the moral of the story is, if you think that you can't achieve anything or you can't do anything amazing, you can, because if you look back to your childhood, you did just that. And this was an incredible story, which I always tell people when they are trying to find something that they think, something that they're good at. I take them back and I tell them this story, which they always love. So look back into your childhood. Is there something that you did that was amazing? And you can look back now and laugh about and say, yes, I have this skill and I can bring this skill out of me now. And there's one other thing about me, is that I'm the only one who is capable of keeping things for a very long time. This is just one of the items that I've had since my childhood from 11 years. I have other items that I can produce that I've kept since I was 11 years old. And even to this day, it is always known in the family that Dora is the one with all the money. So I hope you enjoy this story and I look forward to speaking with you again at my next audio boom. Bye for now.